It's 8:15. It's Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Asbury Now. Ask Asbury. Asbury Place in Kingsport. Susie Cloyd usually joins us every week at this time to talk about retirement living in a CCRC community. She and our guest this week are on the phone and together in their own studio. Good morning, Susie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing just fine. Thank you there. So we will get to all the things going on at Asbury Place after our conversation with your guest. But if you would, please go ahead and introduce Michaela to our guest.
Well, it's Michaela Guerrier, and she is our physical therapy. She's in our physical therapy department, and I've been wanting for, you know, physical therapy to come on and talk about our very unique program, just all of the benefits to it. And so I was very happy when we were able to get them as the guest for today's segment. And I'm going to let her share with you everything, all things therapy, because she knows it well. Able to explain it very good.
Okay, very good. Well, hello, Michaela, officially. Michaela Garner, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Glad you could join us here. Yeah, physical therapy and rehabilitation services. Those are specifics that we're familiar with those when someone has maybe an athletic injury or they have some kind of an accident around the home or something like that and need to really get back in and build up some of the body. But as we approach the senior years and retirement living, it becomes probably more often something that seniors look at as well, too. Stepping back from that to try to set the scene there, Michaela, if you would, how do folks engage with your group, your behavior rehabilitation and therapy group, when it comes to Asbury Place? How do you interface with them?
Do they have speech therapy over there with this?
Thank you.
Yes. So to answer the speech therapy question, we do have a speech therapist on site, and we are unique in the sense that we are a CCRC. So we have long-term care, skilled nursing, we have assisted living, independent living, and the villa community. And I think what makes us most unique is that we treat all buildings as Asbury. So I see people that come from skilled rehab from the hospital. However, I still get to see the entire community that are just in their homes every day. So we get to see people, you know, when they're sick or injured, but we also kind of get to see it more on the prevention side as well, or whenever there's a need. So they're not having to travel to another location for therapy or having to use outside sources. We are in-house and can provide therapy services for all levels of our community, which I think is very unique for our community. You know, it allows for a familiar face, and you get to know each resident and kind of their baseline. And it offers a really good continuum of care for us here.
Being out loud, right? Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, Michaela Garner is physical therapist with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Tell us, if you will, maybe just in a little bit of detail, some of the services specifics that are available to residents.
Yes. So we have speech therapy, we have occupational therapy, and we have physical therapy. All three disciplines are available to the residents, and as well as we do offer, you know, balance screenings and fall prevention education classes and things like that as well, just to kind of do some more outreach other than just providing the rehab services. But we do it in an inpatient and an outpatient basis here.
That's very good, you know, because that way it opens it up to the community. The the people that come from the community are getting the services they need, and they also learn about Asbury Place, too, in the process. So that's a sort of a win-win for virtually everybody around there, too. So, Michaela, let me ask you this now. Say an individual, a resident, recognizes or something happens that they need to have services from your group to help them get back to their modicum of health, if you would. What do you do for them? How do you assess what's going on there specifically with, say, one resident?
Yeah, so they usually reach out, and then I just do a general screen usually to kind of see what is going on. And then my evaluation process is really based on the individual person. I just kind of do an overall full body assessment just to kind of figure out what their specific deficits are and what they need, whether that be balance, strengthening, endurance, mobility, flexibility, fall prevention, or even home safety and setup. So honestly, that's, you know, a little bit more tailored towards the specific person. Mm-hmm. But kind of assess the body as a whole and just kind of see what factors need to be addressed just to get them to be as independent as possible.
Yeah, that, of course, the final goal is back to as independence as you can get them. Michaela Garner, physical therapist, joining us right now. She works with her group at Asbury Place in Kingsport. How many in the group with you there, Michaela?
Yes, so right now we have two full-time physical therapists, one physical therapy assistant. We have one occupational therapist and two occupational therapy assistants and one speech therapist. And then we have a rehab aide as well that helps us with just kind of the office side of things.
Do you have mechanical aids? What I'm talking about is things like, you know, machines and so forth to help strength training, for instance, things like that.
We have the New Step and SciFit machines. We also have some access to the two gyms on site at the Villas and Independent Living Facility mm-hmm. that offer a variety of different strengthening machines as well. So we do have access to some different machines as well as some modalities like electrical stimulation, hot packs, ultrasound, those kinds of things as well.
Yeah, very interesting, too. Michaela Garner, physical therapist at Asbury Place in Kingsport. How did you get started in this, Michaela? Obviously, your passion comes through here.
Yeah, I actually, from very early on in high school, realized I wanted to do physical therapy. I think, honestly, most of mine did start from my athletics and sports experience. I had a few injuries in school and went through some rehab myself just with athletic trainer at school. And that kind of got me started, and I, you know, observed a lot of sports and outpatient sides of things. And then when I got actually into physical therapy school, my first rotation with geriatrics and the neurological population really just stole my heart, and I've never looked back. So I just really have a passion for this population and doing what I do.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Michaela Garner, physical therapist with Asbury Place in Kingsport, sharing what the rehab and therapy specifics are in their programs at Asbury Place, too. It sounds comprehensive, it sounds deep, and it sounds wonderful. Thanks, Michaela, for joining us. I'm going to ask Susie to join us back on the other side right now. But thank you, Michaela. I hope we can talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Susie. So yeah.
Yeah, I remind the listeners that we're going to have some petal therapy this afternoon. We've got our Bubbles and Blooms garden show. And learn from Earl Hawken, the master gardener with UT, on how to grow those flowers, how to push those petals, and just use some good aroma and botanical smells for your therapy this afternoon. Mm-hmm. But we have a few spots left, and I say a few. I say that very gently. If there's still interest, give me a call now so we can make arrangements. We did have a full event. But anybody that wants to know more about Asbury Place at Kingsport, you can always visit our website, asburyplacekingsport.org. I always encourage everybody to follow our Facebook page for posts and updates and events. And then just give me a call direct if you ever have questions and want to come tour and learn more about the good life at a continuing care retirement community. Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502.
And I must say, in retrospect, your strawberry rhubarb pie was magnificent.
And that is one of my specialties. I make a pie new when Rebecca had reached out and said, and you can't find them. You can go to any pie store, and they'll have every flavor of pie you want except for strawberry rhubarb. So I was happy to have Friday. I think it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Day, so I was happy to have her back.
There you go. Thanks so much, Susie Cloyd. We will talk to you next week.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.